Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, AJ Walsh, filling in for Niall Boylan this week. Now, a couple of weeks ago, myself and Niall did a question roulette where we answered some of life's hard-hitting questions. And tonight I'm joined by Molly, because obviously Niall's not here, and we're going to be answering some questions from lifestyle to music and even some conspiracy theories. Molly has a number generator, so we're going to be answering them at random to keep us on our toes. And if you want to get involved, you can answer any of the questions as well on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. We'd love to hear your answers. Okay, do you think young people today have it easier or harder financially?
I think I'm biased about this. I think it's harder.
Yeah, no, I think you do have it harder. I think, yeah, we're saying, is this roulette game fixed or rigged? It's no, it's not at all. It's completely legit, I promise you.
We actually have a generator.
Yeah, we actually do. Okay, go. Next one.
4.
Okay. Is chivalry dead or just evolving? Well, I mean, talking to Eddie, I'd say
it might have died a little bit.
It died tonight. It died on the show.
Yes, we killed it.
Yeah. So, yeah, what do you think, though, generally, not just based off tonight's show? Yeah, everyone can hear you now.
Okay,
great.
Perfect.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. Okay. Do you think chivalry's dead or just evolving?
I think it's dying out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's evolving. I think it's going.
But why is it? Is it because of, this is going to be controversial, is it because of feminists or is it because of just the way it's going? Is it men's fault or is it women's fault?
I think it's just the way it's going. Mm. I think people are like, yeah, less used to doing it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I agree. Right, next one, go.
6.
Favourite conspiracy theory or conspiracy theory that you believe? Myself and Niall were talking about one the other week, and we were talking about the moon landings.
And I don't believe in the moon landings.
I don't know, because and this is literally both of us, myself and Niall, were both like, I don't know. I don't actually know. I know there's definitely going to be some texts coming in.
Yeah.
So people talking about chivalry, definitely dead.
Yeah.
Definitely dead. Yeah. Everybody's saying definitely dead. Oh God. Okay. No, we're not going to read that one out. yeah, no, chivalry is completely dead. Tinder killed it. That's an interesting take on it.
I do think like online dating and technology does have something to do with chivalry being dead.
And people are just less mannerly. We did this topic before. Has Ireland lost its Cade Mina Fáilte? Yeah.
And people, the consensus was yes, it has.
Yeah.
People are less mannerly. Yeah.
Yeah. Chivalry dead. Wonder why.
Bigfoot.
Oh, that's your favorite your favorite conspiracy theory. So yeah, now my one was the moon landings, because there was so many things, I don't know, you go down these rabbit holes online.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I actually believe that. Now my favorite conspiracy theory, though, that I don't believe, is flat earth. I love that. I'm fascinated. Yeah,
I love ones like the Loch Ness monster, though.
Oh, that's, yeah, didn't even think of that. I love that.
I think that's a really good one.
Yeah,
and that's something I want to believe is true.
But yeah, so that it literally might be true.
I mean, it might be true.
What about, yeah, Bigfoot is the other one, or the, yeah, no, yeah, I'm all up for them. Okay, next one.
13.
Lucky 13. Unlucky for some. If you could time travel, but only in one direction, would you go to the past or the future?
I think the past.
Okay, and what would you do, and why would you go there?
I really want to know what it was like the time that like Henry VIII was around, because didn't divorce just get brought in and he had a million wives?
Because he broke away from the Catholic invented
Church.
I'm using inverted commas there. He invented the Protestant Church.
Yeah. I just want to see what that was like, and then I'll come back to know, obviously.
And then you can tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm not even interested. I'm like, no, you're all right, Molly. You wasted that trip. I think I would go to... I think I might go to the past, and just go back earlier in my life and then just stay there.
Just stay there.
And not come back, just so I could live longer. Do you get it?
Yeah. Just so you could live longer.
Yeah, just go back. Just go back to the day I was born and just stay there. And then just be like, I'll get a double life out of it.
That'd be pretty good. And then, but wouldn't it be weird watching yourself grow up?
I wouldn't watch. Oh, yeah, because I'd be like, oh, I'm already here. Oh, someone's saying, ask Marty McFly. Do you get that reference? It's Back to the Future.
I know who Marty McFly is, but I haven't actually seen Back to the Future. teenager.
Oh, you need to watch it. Need to watch it. Someone else saying Henry VIII killed chivalry. Tying it in together there. Well done. And then, yeah, can't read that message out, of course. Okay, next one.
Number one. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future?
I'm optimistic.
I think I am too.
Yeah. I mean, even though obviously on this show we get, you know, upset about things, we look into things and that, I still, on the whole, I always just have a deep set optimism. Maybe from day to day, I could be a little bit pessimistic, but long term, on the whole, looking at the whole entire future, I'm optimistic.
Yeah. I think that's a good answer.
Thanks. And explain your optimism.
I'm excited, really.
Oh.
Because, like, I feel like I've so much life left to live.
Yeah, okay, don't rub that in, Molly.
Sorry. But you were going back in time to live another double life, so
I've got to get an extra one in, yeah. Okay, go ahead, next one.
21, do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle mystery?
Yes.
I do too.
Absolutely love a bit of that.
That's another conspiracy theory that I really love, but I really think it's true.
But it literally is true.
How can you explain it otherwise?
Yeah, exactly. There's something to do with like the magnetic fields or something like that.
Yeah, it's a freaky place.
Mm, definitely.
And I love watching videos about it.
Yeah, no, I need to watch some more. Okay, next.
Number 7. Is artificial intelligence making our lives worse or better?
What do you think? I don't know.
I think in some ways it's making it worse and in some ways it's making it better. I feel like people are becoming very reliant on it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big problem we have in college now. We have all these AI checkers, mm-hmm. so we don't cheat and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think people are getting really reliant on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But it is very handy for some things.
Yeah, I think on the whole it's making it worse. Now, I think that the thoughts are that it's going to start making things better, but correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't actually seen anything.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any good from it. You only see, like, you know, tricks online, people being scammed, taking people's jobs. I was just looking at there was the person who used to do the voiceover on the tube in London. They've been taken over now by AI. Voiceover artists, that kind of thing.
So it is putting some jobs in jeopardy.
It's saying AI is making college students less educated. I agree with that.
Yeah, I would agree with that too.
Someone says, oh, they'd want to go back to the 80s. You have to be optimistic as people are inherently good. And yeah, go back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to go back to the 80s. That's when I was born. And that was a pretty cool time.
To get your double life.
To get my double life, that's it. But yeah, AI, I definitely think that people are coming out of school and college less educated because of it. Imagine, I can't imagine what I'd be like if I was back in school and college and I had the power of AI. I don't know if I'd bother doing anything. Do you know what I mean? You get out of doing stuff like.
I get really scared because we have AI checkers and everything. Mm-hmm. So even if I was to, like, look up a structure, I'm like, oh no, they're going to know.
Yeah, so you're being extra careful about it.
I'm just too scared. Yeah. But I'm sure, like, the next generation of kids won't have that fear because they're going to have technologies that avoid AI checkers and stuff.
Yeah. And then we're even worse off again. Okay, next one, Molly.
What is the best decade for music and why?
Oh, right. I think the 90s and noughties, personally. What do you think?
I would agree, but I would also say the 80s because my parents listened to a lot of 80s music, so I grew up on that. So I'm just really fond of it in general.
Yeah, so 80s, 90s and noughties. I mean, it makes sense that we work for Classic Hits.
Yeah, it does.
You're We're listening to Ireland's place. Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s. And funnily enough, we like the music from the 80s and 90s. I was doing for a spell. I was like, all right, I'm going to just sort of like indulge myself in all different sort of decades of music. And I was listening to like 70s. I mean, there's the odd song is good, but on the whole, I would not be listening to the 70s. Like some bits are okay. I went back as far as the 30s. And I'm there, like, usually I listen to sort of like Hard House and that sort of stuff. And I'm driving along in my car with this 1930s music and it's all really bad quality. It's like fuzzy. That wasn't a bit of me. I'm not into
you're not into the 30s.
Not into the 30s, yeah. So that's as far back as I went and I stopped then.
Okay.
You
didn't want to go any further, see what it was like.
No. So yeah, the 30s, it was not my vibe. Okay, you're going to go another number.
Next one. Is aging about mindset, genetics or lifestyle?
What do you think? I'm going to hear what you say first.
I think it's a bit of everything. I feel like your genetics definitely obviously has a role to play mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. But your lifestyle and your mindset can really add up to the way you age. Mm-hmm. Like if you think that everything's going to be miserable when you get old, the likelihood is everything will be miserable.
Yeah, I think it's definitely more mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's just messaged in saying 70s Gilbert O'Sullivan. Yeah, not a bit of me. And then AI actually gives good pointers for people in college and academia.
Yeah.
But it does need to be monitored closely. Lots of people agreeing with the 1980s. Still breaking boundaries, punk, alternative, etc. Loads of women in music in the 80s. Yeah, there was. It was, you know, Blondie, Madonna, all these amazing female artists in the 80s. Cher as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a really, really good time for music. Right, next one, Molly.
Could the pyramids have been built with extraterrestrial help?
That's another conspiracy theory there. I think so.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The shape, who thought of that and why for a pyramid?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were only trying to just, it was only meant to be for burials, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So why is it like that?
Why are they so large?
So I watched a thing before and it's all about that they're satellites. For aliens and extraterrestrials. So actually going back to the conspiracy theory question, I would have to say that the pyramids.
Yeah.
Just to read out another couple of messages there. Aging is about mindset. My mom is still in her 20s because she embraces life. That's very true. Yeah, all about mindset. AI, they want to make sure people are not connected to the authentic divine, which is inherently within each of us. I mean, that's a very good point. Yeah. That could be what it is. Like, there you go. That's another conspiracy theory. Someone saying the 2004 trance and dodgy house. Yeah, no, I'll admit I will. That's a bit of me. Yeah. I'd put that above the 1930s anyway.
Oh, I would say so.
And saying AI has come up with some groundbreaking science. That is probably very true. I just don't know enough about it. I just avoid it.
You can't deny that AI is good for things, but it is a scary thought.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
That technology can do all this and be this knowledgeable.
You've seen iRobot? I mean, come on. You probably actually haven't. No. Oh my God, all right. Okay, next one please, Molly.
Is it possible to truly forgive and forget?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
Yeah. And I think that you have to forgive and forget. Otherwise, you just hold on to so much. And that's all. I think that comes back to with aging as well. And I think that people who don't forgive and forget and who stay bitter and hold on to vitriol, I think they age quicker.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can forgive and forget, I think you'll stay younger longer. Yeah. That's my top tip. There you go.
OK. If you could bring back one discontinued product, what would it be?
I'm trying to think of the name of the chocolate bar. You go ahead.
I have no idea, but there's this one toy in my head, and I again don't remember the name. But they were these, like, I had one as a child, and they don't make them anymore. They were these like gerbils that went around automatically, and they were so much fun. I've no
idea.
They
just like animal. I'm gonna ask my kids because I think they'll know them.
Yeah. They were great.
Yeah, I know them. I know them.
But the like OG ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones.
Oh, there, someone messaged in a Chomp bar. That's not the one I was thinking of. The one I was thinking of, I think it was called a Secret. And I had like a praline in the centre and then it was like spirals of chocolate all around it. Does anybody remember that? It was really, really good. And it was almost like a Milky Way roll.
Yeah.
Do you know them? And they did actually, they brought them back. You can buy them on Amazon now. But yeah, I think it was called a Secret bar. That was banging. Or there was a White Flake. That was also banging.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd bring them back.
Yeah. So old chocolate.
Just for one day.
Just for one day. And then you'd buy them all.
Yeah. Lidge.
Yeah. Okay. Number 12. If you could swap lives with any celebrity for a day, who would it be?
You go ahead. I don't know.
My first thought was Dolly Parton. And I don't know why that was my first thought. But she's so
lush.
Famous. Exactly. Yeah, she's
lovely.
She's so famous, so rich. She's collaborated with so many artists even now. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be really cool to be her for a day.
Yeah, and she's got a lot of money. Do you know what? I would swap with Britney Spears because I want to just figure out what the hell is going on with her. And I love Britney. Like, I love Britney. But yeah, it would be nice to get into her head for a day.
Yeah.
Disco crisps. True. Disco crisps. You can still get them. Sorry, somebody just messaged in that they would bring back disco crisps. You can still get them. 100%. Don't tell me that they've been discontinued, please. Conspiracy. Jesus was an alien and Mary was artificially inseminated. Milky Way rolls. Yep. No, they're absolutely great. I think they have brought them back. They did discontinue them and they've...
You can get them randomly in shops.
Yeah. And on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Which album could you listen to on repeat forever?
Oh, I've got a couple. What one would you?
We Started Nothing by the Ting Tings.
Oh, wow. God, I remember that.
My parents used to play it on repeat in the car because they used to demand it when I was like 3 years old. Yeah. And my mom can attest to this. I played it so much. Every single song is ingrained into my brain.
Because that was, I'm trying to think, that was like 2007?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that album. I had that album. Yeah.
I loved it.
Actually, I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
It was brilliant.
My album that I could listen to would be, Roy Sopp Jr. I love that album. Or Crystal Castles, and I can't remember the name. I think it's just Crystal Castles. I could listen to that over and over again. I think we're actually running out of time, Molly. We're going to have to go. That's it for tonight.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.